In response to the Oxford High School shooting and other incidents, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald formed a commission to address gun violence in September of 2022. A new initiative, the All of Us Foundation, has now been launched to build on the commission's findings and promote public education and prevention efforts. And on the JR Morning Live line to tell us more is the Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. Madam Prosecutor, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's one thing to prosecute a horrible crime like this mass shooting in Oxford High, but doing something to help prevent a repeat of something like this in the future was just as important to you.
It was from the very beginning, and also not as a response just to the school shooting, but at the violence, the gun violence we were seeing every day, and understanding that gun violence is the number one cause of death for children in this country. And I really just thought to understand it better because the conversations I was having in law enforcement spaces and with legislators and, you know, people who you think that should know the root cause really didn't encompass an approach that gave an overview of all of gun violence. The number one cause of death is gun violence for children, but the majority of that violence does not occur in schools. Though after something this tragic, you know, everyone takes notice, and it seemed to me that what we're really just doing is arguing about guns and not talking about how we can really move the needle on prevention way before somebody puts their hand on a gun. So that was something I was doing sort of on the side, in addition to running the office and prosecuting the cases. Because just leaving this whole tragic incident, as well as the you know, public health crisis we have with gun violence, with just prosecuting three people just didn't feel like the right thing to do. Particularly because my findings and the experts that I convened were that we actually can make a difference, each and every one of us. We don't have to be, you know, a police officer, you don't have to be a psychiatrist, you don't have to be an expert. There's things and tools we can do every day, even in our own homes.
Part of those tools, identifying crisis, understanding warning signs people show when they are in mental crisis. I think that's where we lack in our society, just the warning signs.
Right. We like to say it's a mental health crisis. And, you know, we do have a lack of providers for mental health, but it's not, people committing violent crime it's not a result of a mental health diagnosis, particularly gun violence. The data shows, because these are all evidence-based protocols, that it's an individual in crisis. So I, to your point, really focusing on, okay, what does that look like? And what of those signs means somebody is in danger, either to hurt themselves or somebody else. But then going even further upstream, and saying, how about we teach kids and people to navigate the one thing we know 100% that we will all encounter, which is suffering and adversity. We teach kids to stop, drop, and roll, but we do not teach them about how to navigate through a difficult moment and understand those feelings and how to process, discharge them, so that we don't have to wait till it gets to be a crisis moment where you need an intervention like this. So it's a broad approach, and it's an approach that we do for every other crisis and cause of death we have for kids. Until 2021, it was automobile accidents. What as a nation have we done? A whole lot. Kids are taught, don't text and drive, wear your seatbelt, look both ways before you cross the road. We do all of those things. We've done nothing about guns except argue about them.
Well, and no different than with adults and substance abuse, that it's okay to ask for help when you're in crisis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I know it didn't elude you that the State Board of Education voted yesterday 7-1 to request that suicide and threat assessments be part of every school emergency operation plan. This still has to get support from the legislature to mandate this. Is this something that you will get behind and can help get through the legislature? Do you think it's something that is long overdue?
Only if there is accountability. Circling back to the Oxford parents, you know, those practices and protocols were in place in that school, and the guidepost report found that they were not being trained consistently, and there is absolutely no accountability on that. So So to mandate it is one thing, but the question of how do you make sure that you're giving funds and you're mandating, but you're also holding people accountable and giving them the resources they need to implement those practices. Because you can have threat assessments and crisis training and all of it, but if you don't hold people accountable in schools and districts, then it's not, you completely dilute the power.
It's such a good point.
Part of what all of us is doing is giving these questions and information to parents and employees and groups of organizations. One of my favorite parts about the website, which is allofuscan.org, is these 5 questions or 10 questions you can take to your school, to your organization, to your employer, and say, do we have these things? Because right now, parents don't even know what to ask. And this is putting power and engagement in the hands of the community, which is where it really has to start.
And another question is, what are the consequences if you don't follow these guidelines?
Right. Well, you know, school districts and organizations that are funded by taxpayer funds, there's accountability, and they're called voters. and mostly just to shed light, you know, looking at these, you know, sitting with these parents of the 4 children who were killed, which I always want to say, Hannah St. Juliana, Justin Schilling, Madison Baldwin, Tavmir, those parents, a guilty verdict's great, and they're satisfied that occurred. And they don't want money. They want change. They want accountability. Yeah. So this is all part of it. And one of our recommendations, because we also address what happens in the case of an event like this occurring, what are best practices, what should be done. And one key component is an independent investigation that sheds light on what happened and what went right and what went wrong.
The prosecutor, is the foundation soliciting funds at this time for the foundation?
We are. So, you know, it was an enormous task first to, you know, convene these experts and then getting people to see what my vision was, which was absolutely shared by everyone, which is we have to educate the public about what causes gun violence. And I started a 501c3, created a foundation, and have been raising funds to that just at the ground level. Now that we have a website and we have the protocols printed and we have real content, we are seeking funds through private donations and candidly, I want this to be something that's funded by the community. These parents who approach me in public and say, should I buy my kid a bulletproof backpack? You know, everyone wants answers and we're providing them And I want it to be funded by the people who are most engaged, which is all of us.
Prosecutor Karen McDonald, the Oakland County Prosecutor, we appreciate what you're doing to keep us all safe and to make sure those who need to be put away are put away, and those who need to be helped are helped. We thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And the website, again, is allofuscan.org if you want to find out more information. Coming up, the 2024 Cranbrook Tennis Classic coming up at the end of the month. We'll talk about it with the CEO of Donor at 8:35.